Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you guys smooth. Drama. Smooth Drama.
All right. Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-word, and my superior co-host, Miss Brown Sugar. Y'all give it up for Brown Sugar.
Hey.
All right, we're going to end the show now. We didn't did everything we need to do.
I took my bow.
All right. So, if you want to holler at us, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. If you want to have a live conversation with us, you want to go back and forth, jibber-jab, jabber jib, jump into the Smooth Drama chat room over at smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns, we take it all live. We go straight to the head right there. That's how we live. Smoothdrama.com. go holler at us. Social media. You want to get into the Smooth Drama group on Facebook, just ask, hey, can I get in? My main man, Mr. J, the man with 1,000 watches that you've never seen, and he has extra toenails on each of his toes, so you know how some people have one, he's got two.
That's so gross.
Yeah,
that's gross.
But whatever I can put on Mr. J, that's how I'm living. Anyway, so Mr. J has let you into the Smooth Drama group because he's nice like that, like Diggable Planet. And anywhere you find Smooth Drama, add us, follow us, whatnot. We got you. We got you. We'll get back with you. We promise. And so, tonight's the night, Brown Sugar. I'm going to ask that question.
Night's the night. What? Tonight. For what? What's the question?
Right. So the question is, where do we draw the line, Brown Sugar? Where do we draw the line? Remember that line? You cross this line, that's your ass, and you draw that line in the sand.
And then they cross it, and then you draw another one?
Yep.
Yeah. And then they cross that one, and you draw another one?
Yeah, you just end up in the street.
And you just, yeah, or in the ocean.
So.
I don't know. I guess everybody's line is different. I'm like really short on my line, though. I know that.
You're really short on your line? Your line's short.
Yeah, my line is just like right there.
That's it. Okay.
Yeah.
So. Talking about the line, your line is right there. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's so much because we talking about the apocalypse, right? It's just, man, I don't, you know, it's like you talk about where do you start, right? I mean, because I can start in McDonald's, you know, dude had too much sweetener in his coffee, my stuff was too sweet, and so he ended up stabbing the dude because his coffee was too sweet.
Wow. And I'm going to tell you, I've had some McDonald's coffee where you add, like, the caramel or something, and depending, you might get, like, basically a candy bar. Sometimes it is too sweet. I've never wanted to kill anybody, though, but I was mad.
Yeah, okay. So. Then, All right. So if that's not too much, I mean, if that's not where we draw the line. So, woman in Philadelphia, Chipotle, it was closing early because that phenomenon we got happening right now where nobody wants to work.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, nobody had to work.
Yeah, they didn't have to work, but now it's kind of coming to the end here. And, you got folks complaining like, so what we going to do? Y'all not going to extend it? Like, nah, actually a whole lot of jobs. But it's funny because the jobs that are available are like minimum wage and folks then got bougie, right? If we say bougie, being able to afford to do stuff is bougie, I guess. So people gotten used to being able to do stuff because nobody was paying their rent. So they actually had money to spend. So everybody was in Vegas hanging out. Everybody's on vacation doing their thing.
In Hawaii.
Yep. Doing it big. So.
Yeah.
In Chipotle, they was closing early because nobody was working. They say we're just taking online orders only. Woman pulls out her gun. Like, hey, somebody better give me my food. That too much?
I mean, if she has a gun, guess what? She gets to have everything on the menu. Because I am not about to die over no Chipotle, over no beans or rice. I'm serious.
Right. What you need? You need some extra? You extra cheese on it? Look, that's on the house.
Right?
Look. On the house.
Yep.
Exactly. So,
everybody, because Chipotle really is like skimpy on everything.
Are they though?
She gets extra everything.
I think so. Okay.
I mean, to me, they are. I don't need extra meat, but I would like extra rice. But even if you say extra rice, they kind of like give you a half of a spoon. And I'm like, no, I need my rice.
You know what? The fat dude inside of me has never had a problem with Chipotle. So, and what I'm saying is...
You keep saying that. I don't think there's a fat dude inside of you, but go ahead.
He's fighting to come out. He's been fighting for a long time. And I'm saying, the fat dude inside of me, he fights. And so I go to Chipotle, and my burrito's fat. Now, maybe I send that post-hypnotic suggestion when I walk in. I'm like Purple Man from Jessica Jones. If there's anybody out there who watched that, Purple Man could just say something and people will give it to him. And you couldn't help but give it to him. And so maybe I say, hey, I want the fattest burrito in this joint. Throw that chicken in there. And I get it.
Okay, so a burrito to me is different than a bowl for some reason. They do good on the burritos. The bowls, they don't. They're pretty skimpy with. And I don't know if they like, you know, because they got to put the top on it and all that stuff. But they'll give you like a whole head of lettuce.
Wow, see, but that's
like,
what I'm saying.
No, thanks.
So my question to you is, do you give them that, hey, I don't want that extra lettuce. I would just say, hey, I do say that.
But then I don't, you know, just, it's, I don't go. Because anytime I have to go, if you get the same service and you go to different locations, but it's the same service, then it's like, you know what, I can't even, like, fool with you guys.
I'm just going to say, I don't think that you giving them that look like I'm really serious about you filling up this bowl look. See,
possible.
The greedy person inside of you, you're not letting that out. You're not letting that out.
You know what? You're probably right. At Chipotle, I'm probably not.
Right. You got to walk in there like, look, I'm hungry. I'm really, really hungry, and I'm going to need you to fill this bowl up. You got to give them that look. Like, there's a look.
Yeah.
can't be looking away like, no, I'm looking at you making my bowl. And I best believe the crazy eyes gonna come out if you like, you like go into the rice and then you let some of it fall out. Like, no, nah, don't let that fall out. Mm-mm. Don't let that fall out. maybe you just need to, you know, when they ask about what you want, you like raise up your shirt, show your gun tucked in right there, like, I need extra chicken. Maybe you need to do that, right?
You're right. No, I agree.
Just a thought.
I don't give off crazy vibes when I'm ordering, so you're probably right.
So you got to give them that look.
Y'all have to practice it.
Right. You got to practice it in the mirror. I need that extra chicken. And give me some extra rice. Look. That's a serious thing. Now, back to our originally scheduled program here. Where do we draw the line? So, in Massachusetts, brown sugar, you're a parent.
Mm-hmm.
If your kid, your high schooler, had a ride on a party bus complete with the stripper pole and the neon lights during the field trip, because, once again, the school buses, there's a shortage. Because there are no drivers. Because, once again, nobody wants to work and sit at home and get their stuff, right? So, would you have been happy to hear your kid comes home and say, hey, you know what, Ma? I was on the party bus with a stripper pole. We went on a field trip.
Okay. So, depending on what grade they're in, I probably would not have been mad. My ninth grader, because my ninth grader, I'd be like, okay, no, that's unacceptable. But my 11th or 12th grader, I'd be like, well, who swung on, which one of y'all did the pole dance? Like, who did the pole dance?
No.
I mean, because I just figure by 11th, 12th grade, they've seen, in this day and age, they've seen it all anyway. They're looking at porn. They have, you know, if they're at friend's house, you don't know if their friend's family, if there's strippers there in that family. I mean, they just see the gamut of what the wrong choices in life, because that's what people are, like, showing. Like, there's nothing shameful anymore.
Okay.
All right. So,
I mean, would I be happy? Trip. No. Would I probably complain? Yes. But
so,
I wouldn't make a big deal out of it if they were like 11th or 12th grade. I wouldn't, like, with them.
Well,
I'd probably complain at the, you know, to the school.
So, I mean, because technically, if someone wanted to go on a field trip and it's youngsters, like, maybe it's elementary, maybe it's middle school. And that same party bus is the only thing that's available. Is that acceptable? I mean, because we're talking about age limit and every, like, what's the... I mean, because Bart got poles on it. Technically, every pole,
I mean,
thing could be a
true
pole.
Because, yeah, you're right. Because I've been in situations where on the playground, I've had to tell girls, don't get off the pole. And these are like third, fourth graders. So it's like, I mean, and that's what I'm saying. They see these things in their life. So for them, it's no big deal. This is what my aunt does. This is what my mom's friend does. Maybe this is what my mom does. I don't know. So, you know, it's kind of hard to, like, get mad at them about it when it's normal for them.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, on that note.
But my own child, no, my own child, I'd be very upset. Because that's not. No, I'm just saying. I mean, if that's not the lifestyle I'm introducing to them, then yes, it's a problem.
The hypocrisy.
Well, in a way, it kind of is. Well, I don't have control over what anybody else does with their child.
Well, We're going to move into our dumbass of the week because, once again, I'm asking that question, and my folks in the chat room, I'm asking y'all, too, where do we draw the line? All right. So, in Mississippi, that's where Nina Simone is in the background somewhere saying, Mississippi, goddamn, right? You've never heard that song. You might want to Google that one. Men take a vehicle with the free car sign on it. Then they find the dead body in the trunk. So there was a car with free car sign on it and the car keys inside it. So these two guys in Mississippi, they saw the car and they decided, because it said free car, we're going to give it a try. They got in it, the key worked, and they drove it to their grandparents' house. They got there, looked around the car. They found in the trunk, there's a dead body. You want to tell them what they should have did, Brown Sugar?
They should have called the police. No?
No.
Would they take the dead body out and keep the car?
No, they called the police. The point is, if I see a car that says free car.
Oh, free. Well, I'm thinking even after. I mean, if you're stupid enough to do that, then whatever happens, you just have to deal with is all I'm thinking.
Because guess what? The only prints on there are probably yours.
Yeah.
You're a suspect.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm in Mississippi. So to all listeners out there, if you see a car that says free car and keys in the ignition, aside from the fact that somebody could have a car bomb wired to it, you don't open it up, you don't check everything out. I mean, me, just on GP, I'm walking away. Like, oh, hell no. Ain't nothing in this world free. You have to be really stuck on stupid to think that somebody would just leave a car without there being a special gift in it somehow, some way. I would think all kinds of stuff. Like they got whatever disease that's out there that's killing folks, that could be sprinkled in the car. You just don't know. Folks is out here these days.
Yeah, they really are. And we get more and more trusting. I don't know.
I don't think it's trusting. I just think he's just stupid. But
okay.
That's just me. On that note, I'm going to go on break here. It's a Stolly. Petrin Hill Peony.
Them 427s when I'm repping here them angels. It's like they screaming through my soul. My testimony.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Stolly, Petrin, Hills, Peonies. Our call-in number is 347-826-7435, 347-826-7435.
All right. I'm asking the question all night because I'm like, where do we draw the line? Because, you know, everybody's line is different. Like I said, we got that line in the sand, right? We all got that line in the sand. Don't you cross this. You better not cross this line. Cross it. I just dare you. Ooh, I dare you. You better not cross this line. So, anybody ever heard of Trevor Bauer? You ever heard of Trevor Bauer?
That name sounds familiar.
Yeah. So my people in the chat room, also, Trevor Bauer, who is this dude? He played for the Los Angeles Dodgers, baseball player. Well, he had a little problem. What's the little problem? Him and a girlfriend of his were engaged in some BDSM. Unfortunately, they had an issue, you know, and she's charging him sexual assault. She had, they met, agreed to have sex, and she came out with some injuries, including two black eyes. However, she texted him, give me all the pain. And that's after the first time. So that was going into the second encounter.
Huh.
So she went on and told him, hey, I want this. I want, and they laid, you know, they had what you would call BDSM rough sex. Only thing is, she's like, he got too rough. He got too into it, and it was too much for her. So, In this case, where do you draw the line? You know, because he's saying, my defense is, this is not sexual assault, because she had agency to stop it, but she didn't use it or, you know, voice her approval. Apparently, he choked her, whatnot, She said she passed out. She woke up and we're having anal sex. And she told him stop. He's like, okay. And he stopped. So I'm like, this is tricky, right? We're in the tricky part of sex,
because I'm like, what's the problem? I mean, I'm just...
Well, I mean, so, okay, so this is the question, right? So where you draw that line at? So it's rough sex. You asked for it, right? But maybe you didn't expect to get choked out and have a couple black eyes. See,
depending, okay, so if he choked me out first and I passed out, when I come to, I'm leaving. Like, that's my cue to leave. Unless, okay, I'm cool with it, right? So if I stay and then I mean, in order to get a black eye, I'm assuming he had a hit her more than one time.
Well, it depends on the hit.
Two black eyes. I'm just saying, like.
Right, it's a couple hits.
I don't know.
It's
what I'm saying. So that first punch, because it's not a hit, actually. It's probably a punch.
Yeah.
Then it's time to go. But if I stay, I'm consenting to all of that. And this is the problem I have because, like you're saying, when is enough too much? When you stay, you're consenting to any and everything that happens after that first thing you didn't want. So after you had a problem with that first thing and you stay, you're consenting to it. It's your job to leave. It's her job to leave.
So, yeah, but so what she says is it became too much. In the consensual part, and she wanted a restraining order. So he won the battle for the restraining order, right? Like, they're like, look,
yeah,
what y'all did was consensual. And he ain't coming for you.
Don't answer his calls. Yeah, and he's not coming
right.
for you.
Right, he's not looking for you, right? Because he's like, I'm trying to keep my money. Now, the thing is, so once again, we come back because we can veer in different. So you're saying rough sex, but what if somebody gets too rough and you're like, nah, I didn't want you. I mean, because after the fact, yeah, somebody can apologize. Somebody can apologize. But what if I wasn't feeling that.
I mean, that's all they have, though. But then you speak at it on that at that moment. You say, "No, stop." I mean, aren't there safe words in this community?
Yes.
I mean, shouldn't that have been like a discussion? I mean, I've read, and so it seems like a lot of communication needs to be had when you're dealing with these things in this community.
Okay.
And if you're not communicating, then that person is going to automatically assume that everything is fair game because you haven't said, I don't like this.
Right.
But I do like that.
Right.
So,
she got stuck. She got stuck because there was some stuff, apparently put his hands in her mouth, down her throat. I mean, he might have gotten a little extra agency, right? But when you're asking for pain, and this, once again, this is the return. It wasn't the first time, right? They actually had an encounter.
Well, we don't know if the first time was just mild or moderate, and then this was excessive. So
yeah.
He could have just gone slow, and then because she came back, it's like, oh, let me bring it up a notch, you know, like Emerald, bam, you know. So, but I feel like all the stuff that he was doing, if she didn't like it, and I've been in situations to where you don't really want to be there, but you do want to be there. But then at some point, if it doesn't feel right, you just have to get some balls and go and be like, you know what, I can't do this, and leave.
Right. So now,
because I feel like she probably felt bad.
Yeah,
you know.
I mean, maybe she knew.
You know what
who
I mean?
Was.
Well, you probably don't know.
So now we've got another fact. Maybe she knew who he was. He had just signed a $40 million contract. So then you throw that into the equation, because the judge ruled that he did not violate her consent and that she set limits without fully considering all the consequences. And now, so then we run into the conundrum in the question. So what's too much? And so let's say, because there's some, they were talking about, they consulted some BDSM experts, and they said that, hey, his actions were not at all appropriate for a BDSM experience, but that doesn't mean he'll be found guilty. And so let's say he's found guilty. So then people can then say, I had rough sex and it was too much, and they can come back and sue people. That's a can of worms.
But we've already been dealing with this ever since, I don't know if who went to jail first, if it was Mike Tyson or Tupac, but we've been dealing with this ever
since, maybe even before. They were sued for rape. Rape isn't the charge here.
No, I'm not saying that. And what I'm saying is they both went to a man's hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
I usually, most women get mad at me when I say this, but you don't go to anybody's room if you know they're sexually attracted to you, man or woman, after hours, and then think that you're just going to have a conversation. If that's the case, then go sit in the car, go sit in a park, go sit at a restaurant or a bar or something that's open. But you don't go to someone's hotel room and expect that, you know, there's chemistry there, and expect nothing to happen. And then like, oh my God, I'm surprised. I didn't think that this was going to happen. Now, if they're forcing you, like if they're, you know, like forcibly keeping you there, then that's one thing. But
yeah.
I mean, I just kind of feel like people set themselves up, and I'm going to say it, women set themselves up for these types of situations when they do things. And I mean, you, I think if you're over, I'll say over 30, you know the possibilities, you know the consequences of some of your actions. Because if it hasn't happened to you, it's happened to some of your friends. And I know everybody has that, oh, it can't happen to me. You know, I know better. I can do this. I can do that. But a lot of times it does. And you just really have to be cautious on what kind of situations you put yourself in.
Yeah. So now, we're asking that question, where we draw the line, and how do we draw the line in this situation? Because this is an interesting ruling, because, once again, this was consensual sex that she says went too far. And so, you know, if you're an athlete, and I mean, as a man, you start thinking, okay, so every consensual sexual encounter that you may have or had comes into question if somebody wants to make allegations, because it's consensual. But if they potentially get a ruling, then consensual sex is on the table to get you in trouble.
I think men have always had that issue, though. That's always been
Yeah, but you're charged with rape. See, if somebody says, hey, he raped me, blah, blah, you know, that's a different energy, right? And so this is close to that. It's a cousin of it, right? But it's still, when we talk about rape, we talk about rape, you just out, yeah, he raped me, he violated me, da-da-da. Now, we could talk about you go in somebody's room, whatnot. I mean, yeah, I'm in agreement with that. And saying, hey, it's probably not a good idea. Now, it still should be a consensual thing. And we know there are some situations where it was consensual, and then somehow it can turn into something bad, or it was just consensual and it was a setup. We know that it rocks in between those two. This one is 100% consensual. She just didn't like the results. Now, for me, I'd say, hey, if you had a sexual encounter and you didn't like it, you just don't have that sexual encounter with that individual no more.
Man,
you
exactly.
Your pass up, and that's it. You use your pass up. You can't.
I mean,
get
because
no
if
more.
That's the case, we'd all be suing for something, right?
Yeah,
I didn't orgasm. You know, he was too small, he was too big, he was too rough, he was too slow. You know, there's all kind of ways to not be satisfied. So,
now it's good you said that. So now you get a guy, let's say a dude is, he's endowed, as they call it, right? Let's say he hurts a woman because he's endowed. Guess what? That endowment and that hurt. That woman goes to the hospital and says, he violated me, da, 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 da. You can't prove, because she's going to show evidence.
Yeah, evidence
of
bruising, tearing, whatever.
Right, all that. And you just say, I mean, because you can't just pull your dick out and say, hey, look, I'm just blessed. That's what happens.
He can say that. I mean, he can say that.
Yeah.
Because he can say that when he's being interrogated by the police. But that still doesn't prove that he did or didn't do anything.
Exactly.
That he's guilty or not guilty.
Yeah, you come off a certain way. You come off a certain way. It's like, oh, this is that dude. He cocky about his. This ain't no porno. You know, you frame an argument against yourself if you say that. Even though it's
true. But what are you gonna do?
Well,
I don't know. I think it's all I hate to say it like this, but it's really a slippery slope because I think every woman has the potential or has had a situation, could have accused a man of whatever, mm-hmm. sexually.
Right, right.
And I think what will happen eventually, because I notice I've had conversations with, you know, men over the last couple of years, and they just don't, you know, they don't bother with women too much anymore. Or they might have, you know, one or two or three that they can trust, but, you know, a lot of having like a rotation of women, they just don't do that because they don't feel like, you know, they're protecting themselves, which they should. I mean,
yeah.
I think if I was a guy, I probably would think about getting married now. I wouldn't think about, you know, messing around with too many women because you can mess with the wrong one and that's your life. I think any man who is able to, you know, have different women or whatever, and he's, you know, hasn't been brought up on charges or accused of anything, is a lucky man.
I would say this. I think part of that argument is the fame and socioeconomic status. A dude who has money, every encounter for him is rolling the dice. Now, not saying that a regular guy like me, you ain't rolling the dice, but I wouldn't have individuals scheming on my money because I don't have the money to support a lifestyle like I'm giving birth to a check. And my encounter with him is going to be worth six figures because it doesn't work like that. So that there's a huge difference because a lot of the people who are wired that way are wired that way because, once again, Trevor Bauer is a multimillionaire. He's a multimillionaire.
No, and I agree totally. But it doesn't stop these millionaire men from finding a few, one or two women that they can trust, though, either.
Right. No, that, but I'm not arguing that. I'm just saying that.
So, I mean, as long as they see, that's what I'm saying, but as long as they feed into it, then it's going to continue to happen.
Yeah, but you see, now we get to that. That's the other part of the argument. Maybe he thought she was one he could trust.
I mean, it's possible. I would be like, well, how long, you know, I would be like, well, how long have you guys known each other? What kind of conversations have you had over the years? Or has it just been months? I mean, you don't get to know somebody. And to me, even a year is not long enough for me personally.
Right. So you say that. So does he talk to her for a year or two before they engage in any sexual activities?
I think before it gets to what they got into,
Okay. All right.
I mean, considering his status. I think any man really should get to know a woman before he does. Just because you don't have the money doesn't mean that, you know, like I said, you can't be ruined. So even a working class man, he can go to jail or... You know,
your life can be ruined depending on
how it goes. You don't know. You don't know what she's capable of, and
right. And so that's where I mean, because like I said, you're a rich person. I mean, extra cautious. Like Nate Newton used to have the videotape. Like, look, you walk in, you see, hey, it's video, so everything in here is consensual. You're consenting to that, or you can just go home. And so, you know, it's like, so once again, it seems crazy, but it's not. Because when you're talking about your life could be on the line, and it's funny, so now you start saying, okay, so... Is every encounter going to have to be videotaped? Are we moving towards that?
I would probably do some kind of non-disclosure, some kind of agreement on paper, but no, don't videotape it now.
No. See, because because once again, all right. So you meet somebody. And so do you just have the non-disclosure in hand? Like, hey, so just in case I keep them in the car?
Well, hopefully, and that's the problem, though. So you meet them that day and already? So no.
No, that's not what I'm saying. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, so before we even, because we ain't talking about that day. I mean, because we could talk about months, but still, you're bringing up non-disclosure. And that's why I ask, are we at that point where everything got to have the non-disclosure or be videotaped?
Yeah, or some. I mean, if you're living that, I think if you're in that, you know, status, if you're high status, then I would absolutely say yes.
You're just talking about regular folks.
But I'm just saying, if you're regular, I think you should take the time. I wouldn't meet somebody on Monday and have sex with them on Tuesday, no. Or even Friday.
No,
we don't have to. You know what I mean?
So I'm talking months
later.
I'm talking months later, then yes. Months later.
I would say yes.
We gotta have the non-disclosure for us to do anything.
If we are just a fling, or if we are just, you know, FWBs, NSA, no strings attached, it, I would definitely say that. I would
well,
do it.
Even,
if I was
no,
a man,
because,
I would.
Yeah, but once again, no, because I'm talking about women too. Because guess what? It could happen to you. Because you know,
when
there's smoke, there's fire. And so right now, it's happening to predominantly men. But you know, these things take a turn. They always take a turn.
I mean, it could. But see, I would feel like if I was a woman of status, it would. I don't think a working class woman. Men just aren't wired to think that way, for one.
No. Some
and
men
what would he gain from it? What is he gaining from it? What is he gaining from it?
Because there's folks who are petty. We're going to revisit this.
Yeah, I would like to, because that's really interesting. I would just really be curious to see what man. And I'm saying they are petty. I'm not saying that they're not. But to me, they would be petty in another way. I don't think they would take the time to do it legal. They would do something legal. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They wouldn't want to go to court.
All right. So we gonna revisit this when we come back from break. This is Method Man Red Man, Mrs. International.
You are. Yeah. Red Man, Method Man, Blackout 2. Hair and nails done up. Girl, you got your act together. You get thumbs up. Your bro pussy just uncut. Fucking like the good is stuck. Touch. You both blew this money. Just jump fucks money. You ever take a trip to Shane with top? Too many hardships. The hardest one to change with pop. Look here. Time is money. Let me save you some time. And in your spare time, fully understand I'm a fair fine. You know? So pick a date and pick a place and leave there at the show. Slow up the pace. You ain't a race. Too late to go. I'm dope money, girl. That mean I got cash to blow. She love it though. She's so international. Not around the way around the world. And you're stuck when you're around the girl. But you're classy though. I'm feeling your vibe. You're feeling the high. The G4 is ready to fly. She's ready to ride. Let's go. Now we can lay on the beach, you know. Then hit the sheets, I'll let you play with my feet, you know. She keep it low, she's so international. Hey, I like a girl that a roll me a blunt, you know. With pretty feet, cook me something to eat, you know. You not a good bitch, you're international. You know me, girl, who I be, girl. The big whale, that bell, not a sea world. What's your name? Show me ID, girl. You look black and a little Chinese girl. Hey, wait a minute. Where you going, shorty? Trying to sneak past me like you ain't calling. You look sweet like sweet, baby. Call me. Matter of fact, wasn't you on Mario? Hey, Miss Thang. Hey, Miss Thang. How you going, Miss Thang? I got tickets. Let's roll to the big game. You Tina Maria, baby. I'm Rick James. Excuse me. Where you going, mama? I want to change. I voted for Obama. Bring in the new. Kick out the old timers. Let's talk while we going to meet your mama. I like a girl that's thick in the waist, you know. The kind of girl that'll finish a break, you know. You're not green, you're international. Type of chick I like a wheelie and bike, you know. Rock the mic, roll the belly up tight, you know. I like it though, she's so international. Seems to me, you a queen to be. You mean girl, but you don't mean to be. Got your crown and your throne, little castle. You can rest your dome and we can smoke a little green to be, you know. Getting that dough, get it and go on this cruise. We're taking it slow, you're painting your toes and it's cool. Fuck what you do, I'm fucking with you. Like a overnight celebrity, there's nothing to lose. Hey, Miss Lady. My Boricua, I heard your apple ball like Bonita. Your accent telling me you from the east side. Take off your shoes, you about 5 feet high. I get high. What about you? A joke, brother, baby, I house you. Your feet looking real good in them house shoes. You're not a groupie, you're international.
Together you guys move. drummer. Smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Method Man and Red Man, Mrs. International. Our call-in number is 347-826-7435, 347-826-7435.
All right, because we was talking about where do we draw the line, and I saw in the chat room, it's like, yeah, they wouldn't go after regular women. So we know some of the stuff is not about the paper. It's about inflicting the pain. Like, you're not going to be with me, I'm going to ruin your life. We've seen what? There's whole websites of what they call revenge porn, where dudes
and
take
I was going to say, I could see that. I could see that. I can't see men taking women to court and bringing up false charges, though.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe because I feel like they wouldn't have the confidence they would win anyway. You know what
yeah.
I mean? It would look bad on him and not on her.
Would it? Nothing looks bad on men, according to you. So a guy would be like, nah, you know, she did it. Because once again, if you argue vehemently, folks are going to assume that you're telling the truth. Because once again, the argument is no man's going to go through that because it's too petty. It's too silly. So a dude worth his salt would be like, mm-hmm, okay, you don't want to be with me. I'm going to ruin you. I'm going to ruin everything about you just because you won't be with me. Now, we think that there ain't no dudes out there like that, but we know there are.
I'm
now,
just like listening to that. That just sounds so crazy to me, but okay.
Yeah, it sounds crazy, but that's the point. It's crazy because they're crazy. So this is why I think you underestimate crazy, because you think crazy. I mean you see crazy in a small shell, and I'm saying crazy is like the size of the moon. Crazy.
I mean, I know there's
place.
Crazy out there. I mean, you see it every day in the news.
Right.
I mean, you really do. But like, what you see in men that's crazy is they kill her. That's it. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna do any of this court thing. I'm not gonna, you know, I'm gonna maybe do the revenge porn. Maybe I'll send the emails out to her friends. Maybe I'll embarrass her at her church or at her job. And then I'm really crazy. I'm just gonna kill her.
All right, so guess what? There's always an evolving of these individuals. So we saw the groupies, they evolve. They write books. They do all kinds of stuff, right? And so Superhead writing a book wasn't necessarily a horrible thing or a horrible reflection on all the guys, right? And she got a bestseller out of it. Now, let's say a guy decides to do that. See, because once again, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So, me too with the women, you know there's going to be a me too from the guys. It always
you
happens.
You think so?
Hell yes.
I mean, I think, to a degree, I do feel like that, because men are openly coming out now and saying that they're being physically abused by women.
So,
but I think the whole sex thing, I think it's going to be a while before that even, like, that takes hold.
So you're the one that told me about the incels. And so these incels are going to look, because we're mad at women. So the killing ain't good enough. How can I mentally scar you? See, I know women think that there ain't no men who think like that, but look, we got classic examples, because once again, you got these incels that, you know, I'm gonna kill you, like you said, but then there's gonna be the ones that evolve. Like, no, nah, I ain't gonna kill you. I'm just gonna ruin you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. Your good name is done, and so you can't disprove it. And if a man goes balls to the walls to discredit you and ruin your life, he's not going to look petty, because nobody looks at men like that. The man is always going to have the upper hand in the social strata. We understand that. That's a reality. You understand that. So these men get smart. Okay, you don't want to bend to my will? I'm going to break you and women like you to get y'all back in line. I'm saying, it sounds far-fetched and funny, but if you think about it,
no,
quote-unquote,
I mean,
logically, because these men are logical.
But
they're
no,
not
they're
doing
not. These the incel men are not logical men. They're not. They're very emotional, high-strung, awkward men.
Right.
So, yeah,
right.
They're not thinking of, I'm going to ruin your life, because they think by me killing you, I'm going to kill you. That's ruining your life, because you won't ever be able to hurt anybody again. You won't ever be able to ignore men like me again.
Yeah. And
so, they haven't
reached
that level. And I'm not saying that they couldn't, but they haven't yet.
But once again, that's an old one. Hell, that's Groundhog Day. Jack the Ripper. I mean, Henry the Eighth. Killing women because they don't suit your purposes, that's the oldest
one. Yeah, and
one.
But see, the thing about that is a man actually, and this is why I say that it hasn't happened. It's going to be a while before it happens, because they don't view women as worthy of their time to use in that manner. That means I'm going to have to take my time, my effort, my resources to ruin this woman's life, and she's not even
yeah.
worth it. What she's worth is death.
Okay, right. So
she's not even worth to live. So therefore, that's what it's going to boil down to. So she's not even worthy of my time.
Right now. But once again,
yeah.
this Me Too is going to have opposite reaction. It's going to happen.
Well, the opposite reaction that it's having now already is that men are just ignoring women.
Yes,
so, like, when you have office romance, there's very few office romance now, because if a man, you know, hits on a woman and she says no, he's done. If a woman hits on a man, he's like, no, I'm not interested. So... You know, like if a man, like I've had conversations with men who are like, I don't even talk to women on the street no more. I don't even say hi. I don't say bye.
Right.
I don't know how they meet women, but they're not interested.
Yeah, but your natural reaction as a man, you know, in the workplace, my natural reaction, oh, hey, you look nice. I can't say that. I can't compliment nothing, because it's construed as sexual harassment. So it doesn't happen, because, there were some people who stepped out of line, but then there are some people who are just genuine, hey, that's nice tennis shoe or whatever.
I agree.
And you can't do that no more. So
we're
going to continue this conversation in the Smooth Drama chat room. If y'all want to continue it, we're at smoothdrama.com in the chat room. Other than that, for Mrs. Brown Sugar, I'm Mr. F the N-Word. This is another Smooth Drum Projection. And we'll catch you on the other side in the fourth dimension. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together
you
got
smooth drama.